You. Good Monday morning. I said we got a lot of people to talk to today. Rounding out the show, we saved the best for last. Brad Edwardson in from Wapton Parks and Rec. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Another fine day out there.
Another fine day, yes, bright and sunny, but that's coming.
It is, yep. It will, for sure.
So catch me up. What's coming up here in the month of May, Wapton Parks and Rec?
Well, we got, May is kind of an odd month where it's our prep month, getting ready for all of our summer programming and stuff like that, but May 4th is really a busy day in Wapaton.
It is.
There's a lot of things going on. I'll start off May 1st. There's going to be a meeting down at the band shelter. Mark Meyer wants to try and get together a Red River backpacking club. So if you want to get into backpacking, meet down there at 7 p.m. on May 1st and see what there is to offer down
there. Great idea.
Yeah, that'll
Great
be a lot idea. Of fun. All right, so then starting on May 4th, the Vince Herding Youth Fishing Derby will be down at the Kidder Recreation Area. That starts at 9 a.m. It's 18 and under. There will be casting contests and all kinds of fun things for the kids to do down there. So that'll be 9 to noon. If you're over 16, you need to have a fishing license. That'll be a good one. The night shelter, we're getting some power into that, so that'll make that a lot better,
nice.
A more usable shelter there.
It's a nice location.
Yeah, it is. It is beautiful down there. And then also on May 4th, there's a bake sale at Evergreen United Methodist Church from 9 to 11. Get over there and get some goodies. You'll need them for the rest of the things that are going on in the day.
That's right.
In the evening, the baseball benefit, Wapton Baseball Benefit, is at the Wapton Community Center. That's from 6 to 10:30. A huge event for them to, raise their money basically for the season to run two baseball teams. So get out there and support them. There's lots of games and activities, a good meal, all that kind of stuff. So get down there from 6 to 10:30.
That is their biggie for the year. So,
Like the Sportsman's Club has theirs and the zoo. So it's a one-time-a-year type of deal that generates most of the funds that they use for the season. And then also on May 4th is the Boy to Sue golf fundraiser. So starting off the season there, that'll be from 5 to 8 for a meal. And then raffle games and all that kind of stuff will go on throughout the evening. So get down there and help support the golf course. There's also the golf, mini golf.
Or a bar event. Golf, yeah. Mini golf coming up this Saturday.
So it'll be a lot of things going on Saturday. It'll be fun here. And I'll be up in Grand Forks. Our Special Olympics track and field team will be up there on Saturday for our district tournament or district track meet. So I'll miss part of it, but try and get back for the later things. All right, and then getting on to May 9th, Southern Valley Aging Expo will be at the Wapton Community Center from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lots of things going on there for the elderly. There'll be some screenings that'll happen. There'll be intro courses to the Tai Chi Quan and yoga and different things like that. Just a lot of good information for seniors to come down and take a look at that. And then May 30th, we skip all the way to May 30th, is the Amazing Race. Huge fun event in Wapton, that'll begin at Hughes Shelter at 5 p.m. and then finish whenever everybody is finished. So there'll be more information, I'm sure, coming out on that.
Sure, that's a great event.
And then June 3rd, I'm gonna scoot into June a little bit because that's our beginning of all of our programming. Mm-hmm. So the pool's going to open. Our summer recreation programs will start. We've got play park. We got all of our baseball, soccer, tennis, all the stuff that we've got going. And then the summer food program also starts. We'll be serving food out of Stern Arena, the community center, the library, and then down at Chankopa Park. So a lot of things getting started up on June 3rd that we have to get all prepared for the rest of this month. It'll take us to
do
all that.
How do you keep all this straight, Brad?
I've got a good staff.
I was going to say,
they do an awesome job.
You got people down there working hard. Yep. You know what? The park looks great already.
It,
You know, it really does. I take cruises through there. It's like, wow,
it does.
This really looks nice.
Yeah, thanks. It's that staff down there. You know, this year we kind of got a little bit of a jump on things because, mm-hmm. you know, typically we've got a big pile of snow and everything melts and then we got stuff to pick up everywhere. Whereas this year, you know, we were able to kind of keep up with it during the winter because things weren't covered with snow.
Sure.
It's looking good right off the bat. Those guys do an awesome job.
Between the band shelter and the Keeble shelter, I don't know which one I like. They both look fantastic.
Yeah, they're getting there. Kurt has done an awesome job on the Keeble shelter. It's going to be a fun place to have events there. It's already filling up. So you can go on to WaptonParks.com, register for all of those different recreation programs or for shelters or anything that you want to do. And then we have a lot of links to a lot of other groups that we support and stuff like that. So get on there, you can find anything.
Going to be a busy summer for you guys, Brad. Great to have you in. Jump in here at the end of May. We'll talk about what's happening in June, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. It is 9:42. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Doing my best to keep you informed and entertained. Turner Bluffs, weekdays 10 to 2 on AM 1450, KBMW, and 12 to 6 every weekend on B92.7 FM.
From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I yielded and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. The prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you hold your eyes and twirl my pink paradise. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do. You stay a little while, keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I